We're in Romans, in the book of Romans, in our daily Bible reading, and talking this morning as in our reading about Abraham and how Abraham became who he was with the Lord. He worked so hard and he was such a good boy that God picked him out and said, I'll take him. Not so, huh? Those of you who know the story, was it because he was such a good boy and he worked so hard and he did everything he was supposed to do? No. It was because he had a heart and a spirit to believe God. Does that kind of make you go, thank you, he's the father of our faith. Abraham is the father of our faith. Because he believed God, God called him righteous. Because he believed God. And it's the same thing. Can we justify ourselves in the sight of God? Huh? Can you be good enough? Can you ever be good enough? No. None of us can be good enough. Ever. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we, like Abraham, need to believe God. And as we do believe him and what he's provided for us, then our sins are forgiven. And that's the verse we're going to key on this morning. It's in Romans, and we're going to do the first part first. It was so good today, I got four verses today. Bear with me. I was excited about the word, because I'm excited about what God's done for you and me. In Romans, it says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. That's what he did for Abraham, right? And that's what he's done for us, too. Let's stand and let's say the verse in Psalms, then, that I chose together. This is for the psalm for the day. Psalm 13, 5, and 6. Okay? But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. Can you sing to the Lord this morning? Yeah, let's sing to the Lord because he's been so good to us.